How's it going, everybody? It's Marcus here with Good E-Reader, and we wanted to talk about a few new e-reader developments that have just been transpiring lately, just to give you a heads up on what's making the news today. The date is July 13, 2010. Now, Elonix, which is best known for e-readers in Europe and in New Zealand and Australia, they don't have a prominent North America market share, but they're really hoping to change that with the new Elonix 710EB. It is a color touchscreen e-reader. It's going to retail for about $250. You can place a pre-order on Amazon.com, but you can't place a pre-order with Elonix themselves. Now, this dandy little device has a 7-inch color TFT screen, so it means it's backlit, but it is easy on the eyes. It's not like traditional e-ink. It will have Wi-Fi bundled into it, and it will have an ARM processor. Now, Elonix has cut their teeth in the e-reader market with the Elonix 610EB and the Elonix 511EB. Now, they have the 710EB, which is the new one coming out. It'll do audiobooks, MP3 music. It has a headphone jack, or you can listen to it on its stereo speakers. You can display photos, videos. You can read EPUB, text, RTF, and PDF formats. You can also surf the internet. It has an integrated web-based browser. You can send emails with its email app. You can do a whole lot more with this. It'll do about 8 hours of continual use. Now, from looking at the pictures and some of the, you know, the promo things that have been around, they were at some expos earlier on in the year demoing off their devices. Now, they haven't said so, but it really looks like they're using a Google Android-based operating system. Our best guess is that is using Android 1.6. Now, as you guys know, that and with Android 1.6, it prevents it from being multi-touch screen. So it'll just be singular touch screen. So just be aware of that when you're doing emails and such. It's really unknown whether it'll have the upgrade to, say, Google Android 2.2, which is the new one that just came out. It remains to be seen, but there isn't a whole lot of final specs on this device. Elonix themselves have just issued a small press release saying this device is coming, but they didn't really get into any of the semantics on, you know, what's underneath the hood, what type of ARM processor is it, who's making the Wi-Fi chip or the antenna on it, and is it in fact using Google Android, or is it using, say, Google Chrome or another type of more proprietary operating system? But all signs point to Google Android. Now, Barnes & Noble has just released an internal development program called the Nook Study. Now, it's in beta use right now. In the fall semester, students will actually get the chance to get their hands on this during a small, you know, not necessarily a case study, but they're doing testing in a few different schools. Now, this new app called Nook Study will be an app on your Barnes & Noble Nook e-reader, and it will also have an app for the Mac and portable computer, netbooks, or whatever you have. It'll give students access to over 1 million textbook and student resources. 500,000 of these e-books will be completely free. Now, here's the neat thing that Barnes & Noble did to get this device working properly. They just didn't work on this in-house and just assumed what people had maybe wanted or expected from a program like this, but they actually worked and did about 3 or 4 years of development with high schools, universities, state colleges, etc., on what their needs and desires were. So this is a departure from what, say, Amazon did when they tried to get into the educational market. Was just, here's a bunch of Kindles, go to town. We have a lot of books on our website, you know, buy more Kindles. But Barnes & Noble really did a 180 on that philosophy, and actually, before they even made the app, they were working hand-in-hand, doing feedback, test markets, small groups, finding out what people wanted from an application like this. So you'll be able to, you know, go for lecture notes. You'll be able to look at course syllabi. you'll be able to do a whole bunch of search and text and highlighting features. So this is good in a way. Hopefully this catches on. We'll hold our breath to see that hopefully this day will come where, you know, ebooks will outweigh physical textbooks. If you know, if you have a kid and he goes into school with a big backpack full of books and you're saying, hey, it's not good for his neck, not good for his shoulders, you know, simply plop down an e-reader in their hands, or perhaps a more interactive device with, say, like the Entourage Edge, which really has billed itself as the educational device. They have partnerships with every major textbook maker. They specialize in this. And, you know, one side of the screen's full-color touchscreen, the other side is e-ink. You know, for the student game, certainly you can't get any much better than the Entourage Edge. But hopefully this new Nook study by Barnes & Noble will catch on. You know, our, you know, any type of big thing that happens that gets big heavy books into digital format and has more portability, weighs less, it can, you know, to me, it's all good. Now, there also has been some other news. There's been a lot of BlackBerry sort of rumors that have just surfaced or are still ongoing. It seems as though with the BlackBerry tablet, the rumor mills never cease. If you take a look at the CrackBerry forums, there's all sorts of people ranting and raving about what this will actually have, how good of it will actually be. There is some new news that it'll have a 1 gigahertz processor and a 7-inch multi-touch screen. It'll also feature 2 cameras, so one on the front to do video conferencing, to be able to see people as you talk to them, and one camera on the back. The rumor is that it's going to be a 5-megapixel camera. Marvel is confirmed to have been making the Wi-Fi aspect of this device. So, bearing that in mind, that Marvel is probably supplying the 1 gigahertz processor as well, although it's totally not confirmed. But there's a rumor mill update on the BlackBerry BlackPad or the BlackBerry tablet. Now, you might have heard, if you're a regular reader of our blog, that Borders Books has actually made their own e-bookstore, and they made some apps available for the iPad, the iPhone, and they're working on other apps for other platforms such as Google Android, BlackBerry, and so on. Now they're giving away free e-books to get people, you know, their attention on this. They're giving away Dean Koontz's new book, The Frankenstein, One Shot by Lee Child, a whole bunch of other really new books. And to all you need to really do with this is register with Borders with an email address and a password, and then you just follow some instructions. There's no need to even divulge your home address and credit card info, so you can install this app, get some free books, and you know, hopefully be turned on to Borders Bookstore now. Borders Online Bookstore is heavily borrowed from Kobo, and their apps are really based on Kobo apps, so there's really not a huge degree of autonomy with this. They pretty well just edited an existing app, tapped into the Kobo Bookstore database, rebranded everything Borders, and hopefully it'll sell, although Borders is big in the USA, so we will certainly see whether Borders Bookstores catches on. In other e-reader news, Amazon has been granted a patent for a dual-screen e-reader. And what they're really going to do with this is either develop a Kindle that has dual screens, but more so that they're going to be leveraging this against people like Barnes & Noble, like the Spring Design Alex, who have an e-ink touchscreen on the top, 6 inches, and then it has a full-color mini touchscreen at the bottom of this. Now, the original patent was filed in March of 2006, and it was just awarded a few days ago. So, we can really see that these e-reader wars are certainly going to be heating up. You know, you see in the smartphone world, when smartphones have become really popular, you know, Nokia's always suing HTC. Everybody's suing Apple. Apple's suing everybody. And there's a whole lot of courtroom patent infringements, a lot of litigation. You know, if you look at most of the major news that's happening in a smartphone industry, we can really see that the parallels may be getting substantiated in the e-reader industry as e-readers are catching on in terms of popularity. 3 or 4 years ago, smartphones don't enjoy the popularity that they have now, and with the popularity gets more market share with more money, and then you want to make more money and put your competition out of business, or at least, you know, get some royalties happening. So Amazon, with this dual screen patent, could really not spell the end, but it could really influence, say, Barnes & Noble's or Spring Design's market share in terms of them having to pay Amazon royalties and not infringe on a dual screen patent. In other e-reader news, the iRiver Story has been an e-reader that's been around for a little while. And now that they're releasing more or less a version 2 of the iReader Story, which will actually have Wi-Fi, it has a 6-inch e-ink screen with about 800 by 600 for the resolution and about 8 levels of grayscale. You can read a lot of different ebook formats, such as EPUB, PDF text, FBU, etc. It also read documents, including Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint. It'll do image files like JPEGs, GIFs, BMPs. You can also listen to audiobooks or listen to music via MP3, OGG, Open Standard Format, or WNP. There's a whole lot of abbreviations there for you, so try to keep up. Now, this will retail for a pretty expensive price. You're looking at about $375. Now, iRiver does have a bit of a following because they have, again, released another e-reader. Now, with Amazon, Sony, and Barnes & Noble recently slashing their prices, you can get a Kindle 2 for $189. You can buy a Barnes & Noble Nook from $259 to $199 now, as well as the Kobo e-reader, which is a very viable $150 entry. So, as e-readers are catching on in popularity, nobody really wants to spend $300-$400 for an e-reader. So, with a lot of price slashes happening, with e-readers being available in Best Buy, the Target, to pretty well any bookstore that you walk into now in the United States or Canada or in Europe, such as the UK, you can really go into a bookstore and not have, you know, their store branded or affiliated branded e-reader for sale, and they have actually people there that will, you know, tell you about it. They have sell sheets, they have demo units in the store. No one's really gonna want to take a big risk and get an e-reader for $375 when there's so many other great e-readers available at under $200, and with the Nook Wi-Fi available for, you know, pretty well $150, $160, it's going to be biting into Kobo's market gain, who's originally billed themselves as no Wi-Fi, no fancy system. It's very, very bare bones and apparently very bug-ridden, but we'll get into that in a moment. So the iRiver Story, available for $375. You can get the normal iRiver non-Wi-Fi for $220. Now, seeing as though I just talked about Kobo, Kobo has just released a firmware update. Now, this firmware update mainly resolves the EPUB problems that people have had when you get EPUBs or eBooks from other bookstores. Things that you've, say, PDF files that you download online or EPUB files you download online, that the font is too small to really read in the Kobo. So they have done things like fix font scaling, do better title management. They basically upgraded the battery life, so you should be able to get 8,000 page turns. You also get a charging light now when it's on. All these are just software fixes. Now, there was an earlier version that you could have gone on. The public version is available now. You can download and install in all countries using the Kobo desktop application process. This process is very tedious. We're going to film a video tutorial on how to properly do it. But it basically, in order to update this once you download the Kobo software, is you have to basically press 3 or 4 buttons at once in different sequential orders until you get a light blinking button happening at the same time. If you thought pairing Bluetooth with your cell phone was a tedious process, imagine having to press 3 or 4 more buttons while you do it. It is near impossible, but they do offer another upgradable option where you can go to a store such as Indigo, Chapters, or Kohl's store, and they'll actually have technicians there who man the e-reader booths who will actually do this for you. They also have people there, like staff. They have phone numbers available. They have extra staff hanging around for emails. This is also available now for international customers. So if you're in Australia, New Zealand, which were two official launch countries, you can do it from Borders, Angus and Robinson, and others. So they did a big press release on it. We have the full details available in our forum. Now, we mentioned previously about e-reader slash prices in regards to the iRiver. We mentioned that Amazon and Barnes & Noble have both decreased their prices, and we alluded to Sony doing it as well. But here's some official details. You can get the Sony 500 Pocket Edition on sale now for $149. Now, it came down earlier in the year, around April, to $169. So you can now get it for $149. You can get the Sony Touch Edition for also $169. So, the Pocket Edition, $149. The Touch Edition, $169. You also get, if you wanted to upgrade to the Sony Daily Edition, which is their 9-inch 3G-enabled full 9-inch screen. It's very lush and very great. It's down to $299. And this is down from the earlier price of $349. If you look at the Kindle DX, it's still a little bit more costly than the Sony Daily Edition. And we really like the Sony Daily Edition. We have one here, and it's great. A 9-inch screen is definitely very solid. It is touchscreen as well, so we really like that factor about it. Now, we talked to you about the Kobo upgrade that happened for their e-reader. Now, there's another company as well that finally did a little bit of a firmware upgrade, which was very long and coming. We're talking about the Pan Digital e-reader. Now, this has been the most plagued by bugs e-reader that's really come out, you know, this year and in recent memory. They released an e-reader called the Pan Digital Novel, which really wasn't ready for market release. The firmware was really buggy. There was some internal problems with the processor, with the Wi-Fi, with being able to connect it to the internet. So they did a recall on it, and it was pretty hard to actually find out information online on who you can send your item to if you weren't happy with it. So they have released a firmware update for the Pan Digital e-reader. It does some interesting fixes, such as better touchscreen responsiveness. It has shown a remarkable improvement to Wi-Fi as well as resetting the device. So the internet has a lot more stability now, although it does have some bugs still left with it, such as very slow page turns. Now, some other interesting features is that the on-screen orientations have increased with the accelerometer updates to it. Now, to get this update, you can get it on our e-reader forum at goodereader.com/forum, and you can go to the Penn Digital section, and you can get new information as well as firmware updates on your Penn Digital e-reader. So if you weren't one of the ones that sent us back for the recall, and you just have it around, and you were lamenting that what a crappy device this was, you got some improvements, so definitely check that out. So speaking of our e-reader forum, if you have a Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, Kobo, anything like that, we pretty well give you support for all of your e-readers. So if you're looking for your manual, digital downloads, including firmware updates, as well as if you have any questions or need help troubleshooting your e-reader, we're definitely here to help. We have a lot of members. We have over 6,000 or 7,000 members on our forum. Everybody's willing to help each other out, as well as we have trained staff that can jump right in and give you the answers to all of your questions, as well as we have the Good E-Reader magazine, which is a monthly online periodical that we publish. There is 4 or 5 different writers who write for it, as well as graphics artists, staff that does all the pictures, page layout. It's really good. And for $1.99 for your first month, it has a lot of value. When you subscribe to the Good E-Reader magazine, you also get full access to our forum. And if you are interested in latest e-reader, tablet, Slate PC news, we definitely have all of that in the Good E-Reader magazine in abundance. For all the latest news, you can check out our Good E-Reader blog. We have tons of news items that we post every day, pictures, news articles in the world of e-readers and tablet and Slate PCs. If there's a new product release, if there's a new product review, we do it all here. So definitely visit us daily for all of the latest fixes that you need to get the latest tech news. And if you like any of our articles, feel free to retweet it. We're also available on Facebook. And we're available on Twitter at twitter.com/goodereader. So definitely check us out there. For Good E-Reader, this is Marcus, and thanks for listening.